Shmuel Bey's Perek Tazayin Pasuk Gimel. So Tziva the Eved is the only person to show up as David and his entourage are busy fleeing the city of Yerushalayim, and there are donkeys and fruit and bread and wine, everything he could need. But Tziva was very careful to make it sound like it was his gift to David to give him food. What's interesting is that Tziva, as we're about to see now, is unbelievably devious. He's Tzivius is who he is, and he's a terrible, terrible person who is working this whole thing out in his head before he even showed up, because he never mentioned exactly who was giving all the gifts, because he's hedging his bets by telling David that he is there, and that, as we'll see in a second, Mephibosheth is not. He's making it seem to David like he's loyal to David. But if he gets arrested by the secret police and dragged in front of Avshalom, he's going to claim instantaneously that he had nothing to do with it, and it was Mephibosheth who sent all these gifts to David. Tziva is a master at not precisely lying, but not precisely telling the truth either. And now he goes way off script and begins to slander his master. Gimel vayomer hamelech ve'aye ben adonecha. And the king said to Tziva, "And where is the son of your master?" So that might have been affectionate because he loved Yonasan so much that he still considers Yonasan Tziva's master. But calling him ben adonecha, the Mefarshim don't talk about this, but I wonder about it, is already insinuating that David is now suspicious that Mephibosheth is not loyal to him. So it's ben adonecha. Mephibosheth isn't almost a worthy owner of the great, generous Tziva the slave. Ben Adonecha, very interesting phrase. It could be innocent, but I sense a little negativity coming from David already. There's a story much later in Malachim, God willing, we should all live and be well. We'll see it with Achav the king and Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram, who Achav has captured. He was warned by a Navi not to be merciful on Ben-Hadad, but instead he calls him Achihu, my brother. And Ben-Hadad's advisors, it says there, were watching super carefully every word that Achav said to try to use it to their advantage. And Tziva, you can see here, is doing much the same, which is why I think calling Mephibosheth Ben Adonecha is a way of hinting to Tziva that he's a little put out that Mephibosheth isn't there being loyal. Now, not a single rich person or gevir in Yerushalayim is being loyal. Nobody is anywhere to be seen. The streets are suspiciously empty when the time of the big gunfight happens. Nobody's helping David. But Tziva is going to turn it to his advantage. Vayomer Tziva el Hamelech, hine yoshev Yerushalayim. So Tziva said to the king, Mephibosheth is sitting in Jerusalem. He is residing in Jerusalem and not coming out. And the Malbim puts an exact stress on how Tziva is manipulating his retelling of the entire thing. By saying he's Yoshev Yerushalayim, he's saying he is not going to be willing to help David and come out and bother himself to come help David. Never mind that he's lame and in a wheelchair and David's on a mountaintop. Never mind the obvious. But at the same time, by saying he's sitting in Yerushalayim, he's saying he didn't come out to greet Avshalom either, says the Malbim. So he's not helping Avshalom and he's not helping David. He's being neutral. Why is he being neutral? Because here's what he's thinking. Ki Omar, here's what Mephibosheth said, according to Tziva, who is entirely an unreliable narrator. Hayom yoshivu li beis Yisrael es mamluchos avi. Today, the house of Israel will return to me my father's kingdom. Says the Malbim, what he's waiting for in Tziva's false retelling here is for Avshalom to eventually be executed as a usurper and bensorer umore. And then Klal Yisrael, according to this, will wash their hands of the entire house of David, and the Malchus, v'tashuv, ha-Malchus levei Shaul, they'll go back to the original king, they'll say he may have been a mess, but he was our mess, and the original king Shaul never had this kind of dirty situation taking place. So David should not have accepted this, and in fact, he's going to be punished later for being Mekabel Lashon Hara without ever even questioning it. And here, David responds with a knee-jerk reaction, and you could say that on the one hand, he was exhausted. On the other hand, his son was rebelling against him. He was running for his life and at a low point, but that doesn't excuse the mistake of a king. Dalet vayomer ha-melech l'tziva. So the king said to Tziva, after accepting this report on face value, Hinei lecha kol asher l'mefi boshes. I am giving to you, I award to you, everything that belongs to Mephibosheth. Everything that Mephibosheth possesses is now yours. Eminent domain. Seizure by the king. Vayomer Tziva hishtachavesi. And so Tziva said, oh, I bow in appreciation. Emtzachin be'enecho Adoni HaMelech. May I find favor and may I have found favor in the eyes of the king. Now, David said nothing. The Gemara gets into a whole debate about all of this because David never said that he actually believed Tziva. He never said anything about Mephibosheth personally. He didn't say that Mephibosheth is going to be punished. Nevertheless, it seems like he accepted the Lashon Hara because he decreed that all the property goes to the slave. Later on, we're going to see in Perek Yud Tes, eventually, that Mephibosheth is going to explain himself to David and say he wanted to come, but Tziva prevented him from coming. Now, it's possible that David gave all of the property to Tziva temporarily. If it turned out to be untrue, he would return it to Mephibosheth. On the other hand, if it was true, Mephibosheth would lose at least half of his estates, because it says in the Gemara and later on that David intended to give him half of it back. Because Mephibosheth may have thought about it and didn't do anything about it. But the problem is, when a king gets angry and makes a royal decree, that takes effect immediately without hesitation. It's a completely legal seizure of all of his property. So Rav says in the Gemara that David only accepted the Lashon Hara because he lacked clarity while he was thinking. But Rav also says he would be punished later because Shimi ben Gera is going to give him scorn and abuse and disrespect. And in fact, it's going to take no time at all. Shimi ben Gera is coming in the very next pasuk. So David is one who always pays a price immediately for any chet or even shade of a chet that he committed. And in a way, that shows what a great tzaddik he was, that judgment doesn't hesitate. But we'll meet Shimi ben Gera next time.